弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to fellow brothers and sisters.
我们安息生日，我们一起聚集来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福。
On our Sabbath day, we can come and worship God and be blessed by God.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，当趁还有机会，当洁净自己。
And today, I'd like to share with you the message that we should cleanse ourselves while there's still time.
要从以西结书二十四章来跟大家分享一些道理。
I'd like to share some teachings from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 24.
我们现在请大家翻开圣经以西结书二十四章。
Let us all now turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 24.
我们在我们一生的日子里面，这年岁当中，有些日子我们会特别纪念的，就是会记住那一天有什么事情发生。
In the many years of our lives, there may be some days in our lives where we'll remember what happened on that day.
所以一开头，每个人都很注意我们的生日那一天，我们来到人间享受这个美丽的世界。
So since the beginning, we'll remember the day of our birth, because that is the day that we entered into this world and start to enjoy the creation.
大部分人都会记得他的生日是哪一天呢
？So most people remember the day of their birthday.
现在的人因为这个时间都很清楚每哪一天哪一个时间几分几秒都写下来了。
And nowadays, it's very clear even down to the second of when they were born.
以前的人没有记那么详细，有些老人家忘记自己哪一天生的。
And back then, it was not as detailed. Some elderly people will forget what day they were born.
但是现在这个社会基本上每个人都很记得知道我们哪一天生的。
But in this society, everybody is very conscious about their birthday.
有些人会记得他们的结婚的纪念日。
Some people will remember their wedding anniversary.
有时候有人记得他是哪一年哪一天来到一个新的国度。
And some people will also remember which day of the year that they came to a new nation.
有的人也会记得我们所爱的人哪一天他离世了。
And they'll also remember the day of when a beloved one had passed away.
所以有些日子我们都会特别会注意，然后会把它记在心上。
And so some days we will especially pay attention to them and remember them in our hearts.
我们现在看以西结书二十四章第一节。
Now let us look at Ezekiel 24 verse 1.
第九年十月初十日，神的话临到我说：“人子啊，今日正是巴比伦王就近耶路撒冷的日子，你要将这个日子记下来。”
One, again in the ninth year, in the tenth month of the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Two, son of man, write down the name of this day, this very day, the king of Babylon started his siege against Jerusalem this very day.
这一天是神特别要先知把它记录下来的。
God especially wanted the prophet to take note of this day.
第九年的十月初十日，其实就是当时候犹大国西底家王第九年的初十月初十。
And this is
就是西底家王
And this ninth year in the tenth month of the tenth day, is after a while that Zedekiah had been king.
那个。这个西底家王他是犹大国最后一个王。
And he was the last king of Judah.
那这个王他其实上是因为巴比伦王把他立起来做傀儡王的。
And this is after the king of Babylon had taken over and just made him a king in place.
所以他就是什么事情其实都应该要听巴比伦王的吩咐。
And so,Actually, he had to listen to all of the commands of the king of Babylon. He was just a placeholder king.
那可是后来，这个犹大国的王呢，背叛巴比伦，想要去投靠埃及。
And then, the king of Babylon, wanted to,
西底家王想要背叛巴比伦，他不再听巴比伦的话，他想要去投靠埃及的。
And they wanted to, no longer rely on the king of Babylon, but rather to ask the help for.The king of Egypt.
这样的一个决定呢，激怒了这个巴比伦王。
And this kind of decision angered the king of Babylon.
所以到第九年的十月初十日的时候，就是巴比伦王呢，他出大兵去围困耶路撒冷的日子。
And so on the ninth year of the tenth month of the tenth day of the month, that's when the king of Babylon sent soldiers to take siege of Jerusalem.
那这一个日子在耶利米书五十二章，在列王记下二十五章都有记录。
And so this is all recorded in the Bible several times.
哦，那因为这个日子就是这个耶路撒冷城被大军围困，因为就剩下这个耶路撒冷还没有被攻下来其他基本上犹大国基本上已经危在旦夕了。
All of the kingdom of Judah had already been taken over, and it was only Jerusalem that had not yet been taken over, so a great army took siege.
现在神说，今天是巴比伦王就近耶路撒冷日，你要把他这个日子记下。
And so God said, the king of Babylon started his siege against Jerusalem this day, so you have to record this day.
那接下来就是十九个月的围攻。
And after this was a besiegement of 19 months.
所以这个围攻到最后就是整个国度被灭了所以犹大国就灭亡。
And so after Jerusalem was besieged in these 19 months, then the entire kingdom was destroyed afterwards.
所以如果按我们现在的太阳历的时间算来呢，就是公元前558年的1月15号。
And so according to our timekeeping, it would be January 15th of 558 BC.
588啊。
588 BC.
然后一直到586年的他们这个时间的4月初九日呢，这个犹大国就亡了。
And so, in 586, BC, in around April 9th,
4月9号，对。
That's when, Jerusalem's king was taken over.
对，那所以呢，这个日子现在神要先是记录下来之后，他除了记住这个日子，他现在还要附上一个比喻让百姓了解他有多重要。
So in addition to remembering this day, he also wanted to draw a parable so that they would even more remember this day.
因为在以西结书里面，他充满很多的预言这个也是神的警告。
Because Ezekiel is filled with many prophecies, and this is also a warning.
好，我们现在看第三节。
Now let us look at verse 3.
他说要向这个悖逆之家设比喻说，主神如此说。要将锅放在火上，放好了就要倒水在其中。
3. And utter a parable to the rebellious house and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Put on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it.
好，现在神要先知讲比喻讲一个故事给众百姓听。
And now God wants the prophet to say a parable to all the people.
他说现在准备一个锅子然后这个大锅呢要放在火上面，放好以后就开始倒水。
He said to get a pot and put it on a fire and then to start pouring water on it.
第四节说把肉块就是一切肥美的肉块腿和肩都聚在其中拿美好的骨头把锅装满。
Verse 4 says, Gather pieces of meat in it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with choice cuts.
哇，这个就开始要煮汤
It's like he's about to cook a soup.
第五节说
Verse 5.
取羊群中最好的将柴堆在锅下，使锅开滚，好把骨头煮在其中。
5. Take the choice of the flock, also pile fuel bones under it, make it boil well, and let the cuts simmer in it.
哇，那这个就是真的是在煮汤在熬浓汤
And so he is cooking up a soup.
这里面有这个上好的腿这些肩这个都是上等的肉放骨头下去
There are many choice cuts, thigh and shoulder, and also there's bones.
那这个比喻，他接下去神自己解释了第六节。
And starting verse 6, God Himself explains this parable.
主神说：“祸哉，这流人血的城就是长锈的锅，其中的锈未曾除净需要将肉块从其中一一取出来，不必为它研究了。”
6. Therefore, thus says the Lord God.Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum is not gone from it. Bring it out piece by piece, on which no lot has fallen.
好，现在这个比喻，神直接说，这个锅子就是这个流人血的城，就是耶路撒冷城。
And so God Himself says that this pot is the bloody city, which is the city of Jerusalem.
那这个锅子长满了锈所以呢，现在用来煮汤呢，这个汤基本上是不能吃的。
And this pot has scum, so what is being cooked in it cannot stay in it.
所以现在他说要把肉块一一的取出来不用再研究了，就是全部倒出来就对了不用再挑哪一个要留，哪一个不要留了。
And so there's no longer any point in thinking about what to leave in there because you have to take everything out.
第七节说
Verse 7.
城中所流的血要倒在净光的磐石上，不倒在地上，用土掩盖。
7. For her blood is in her midst. She set it on top of a rock. She did not pour it on the ground to cover it with dust.
第八节说这城中所流的血倒在净光的磐石上，不得掩盖，乃是出于我，为要发愤怒，施行报应。
That I may raise up fury and take vengeance. I have set her blood on top of a rock that it may not be covered.
那这个说明，这个城是一个流人血的城。And 这些城，这个血呢，流人的血当然是百姓的血。他说，最后都是要倒在这个磐石上，就是公开的啊，没有不用再把那个很血腥的这个场面把它掩盖了。
And this describes how the city is filled with the blood of the people, and this blood will be spilled all over the rock, and it will no longer be covered.
那因为他说神要施行报应。
And that's because it says that God will raise up his fury and his vengeance.
第九节
，verse nine.
所以主神如此说：祸在这流人血的城，我也要大堆火柴。
9. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, I too will make the pyre great.
第十节说要添上木材，要使火着旺，将肉煮烂，把汤熬浓，使骨头烤焦。
10. Heap on the wood, kindle the fire, cook the meat well, mix in the spices, and let the cuts be burned up.
十一节说要把锅倒空，坐在炭火上，使锅烧热，使铜烧红。融化其中的污秽，除尽其上的锈。
11. Then set the pot empty on the coals, that it may become hot and its bronze may burn, that its filthiness may be melted in it, that its scum may be consumed.
那这里到这里是说，这个锅哈，本来装肉、装汤的，现在把它倒空之后，他说现在要把那个空的锅子放在炭火上，用烈火去烧它，把那个整个锅子都烧红。想要把其中的污秽把它除掉、融掉。
And so it says that you take all of the good meats out of the pot, and then set the empty pot on the coal so that all of its impurities can be cleansed and burned away.
但是第十二节说，这个锅劳碌疲乏，手掌的大锈能为除掉，这锈就是用火也不能够除掉了。
And then verse 12 says, She, the pot, has grown weary with lies, and her great scum has not gone from her. Let her scum be in the fire.
第十二节这里，我们中文的翻译说，这个锅劳碌疲乏，长了大锈，除不掉啊。这个在跟英文的翻译有点差异。
There's a bit of a difference in verse 12, the beginning of verse 12.
就是说中文英文跟就是说它不同的译本，它有不一样的解释。
And so the different translations have different explanations.
那可能是从不同的抄本来的。
They may have come from different manuscripts.
那这句第十二节，我们中文的说这个锅劳碌疲乏，其实在讲，其实有一个解释是说，你看这个锅子，它现在把它烧红，那个锈都除不掉，就是说它用尽的方式要去除，要去刷它都刷不掉，很累啊。
And so, in the Chinese, it says that she has grown weary and tired, and it can mean that it's so tiresome to try to get rid of the scum, and so she has grown tired.
因为在其实，在用火烤之前，你看这个锅倒空以后，要看它不干净，要刷刷一刷，把它刷干净啊。这个动作其实让这个要煮的人已经很费劲了，就是说，再怎么样刷都刷不干净了。
And so, before the pot can be used, they have to scrub the pot to get rid of its scum and rust. And so, it takes so long. And even though the scrubbing has taken a lot of effort, it's still not clean.
那现在用火去烤，要把它除掉也除不掉了。
And now to burn it with fire, they still cannot get rid of it.
所以他说这个锈就是用大火也除不掉哦。
And so it's saying that even with the great fire, the scum cannot be gotten rid of.
好，那到第十三节。
Now, jump to verse 13.
当在你污秽中有淫行，我洁净你，你却不洁净，你的污秽再不能洁净了，只等到我向你发的愤怒止息。
13. In your filthiness is lewdness, because I have cleansed you, and you are not cleansed. You will not be cleansed of your filthiness anymore, till I have caused my fury to rest upon you.
那这里就提到说，在这些他的这个锅子这个污秽长大锈当中呢，他说神特别提出了说里面有淫行，就是有这个奸淫淫乱的事情。
And so among the filthiness of the great scum, God specifically says that there's lewdness, meaning that there's sexual immorality.
那他说我想要洁净你，可是你却不愿意被我洁净。
And God says that I wanted to cleanse you, but you would not let me.
哦，那所以呢？好了，现在这个锈已经长到锅子里面去，就是好像跟锅子合在一起了啊，已经没有办法再拿掉了。
And so this rust, this scum, has grown inside of the pot such that it became a part of the pot, and it could not be gotten rid of.
所以现在再不能够洁净了，要等到我的愤怒止息为止了。
And so it can no longer be cleansed until God's fury has rust upon it.
那表示说，哎，现在到这个地步，已经不再有机会，再怎么洁净都没有办法。
And so when you get to this level, there's no longer any kind of cleansing because it would not work anymore.
现在神的愤怒发作了。
And now God's wrath has come upon them.
他说这个愤怒一定要发作到完全之后，那个这个事情才有可能有结果了。
And it says that God's fury, God's wrath must come into completion in order for this to end.
也就是说，只有在神的愤怒之后，才有可能重新得到洁净了。
And which means only after the wrath of God would there be the possibility of receiving cleanliness again.
那这里其实在说明神他即将要一个施行一个很严厉的审判，让百姓可以真正得到洁净了。
And so here it says that God will place a very severe judgment so that the people can be cleansed.
在他的愤怒之后，这是有可能重新开始。
And so it will only happen after his wrath.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
我主神说过的必定成就，必造化而行，必不返回，必不顾惜，也不后悔。人必照你的举动行为审判你，这是主神说的。
14. I the Lord have spoken it, it shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not hold back, nor will I spare, nor will I relent. According to your ways and according to your deeds, they will judge you, says the Lord God.
这件事情神特别要先是记下这一个日子，第九年的十月初十日，就是巴比伦来围攻耶路撒冷的日子。
And so God especially wants them to remember this occurrence and this specific day, the 10th day of the 10th month of the 9th year.
那这个围攻就好像这个耶路撒冷城像一个大锅子一样的。
And this besiegement shows the city of Jerusalem as a big pot.
这个围攻，这个大军来了，就像这个锅子底下的烈火。
And all of the soldiers surrounding the city are like the fire under the pot.
所以巴比伦的势力就像这个烈火一样，要烧这个锅。
And the Babylonian soldiers are just like the fire that are going to burn the pot.
那这个锅里面有很多肉。
And inside the pot are lots of meat.
那这些说是上好的肉啊，是羊群中最好的。
And it says that these are choice cuts, and they are the choice of the flock.
那表示在耶路撒冷城现在留下的这些人，他们都认为他们是最好的，是很高尚的人物。
And so the people in Jerusalem that are left over feel that they are the best and they are the choice animals.
他现在在这个锅子里面要被熬炼，被煮。
And so now they're going to cook them inside of this pot and mix it together.
那可是这个锅子其实代表就是耶路撒冷城。
And so this pot actually represents the city of Jerusalem.
这个城呢，他说里面长满了锈，很脏。
And it says that this city is filled with rust and scum.
那所以呢，现在这个锅子呢要先洁净。
And now they have to cleanse this pot.
发现煮了之后，要把这个肉倒出来，通通把它倒出来了。
And then after cooking it, they realize they have to dump out all of the meat.
所以其实这样一个动作，其实它的说明就是这些百姓最后都要被掳到外邦去了。
And this action actually describes how all of the people will be taken as exile to other nations.
这些在耶路撒冷城留下的人，最后会全部不用再研究说哪一个要留下，哪一个不要留下，全部都被倒出去了。
And so the people in Jerusalem, there's no talk about who will be left in there because everybody will be taken out of the city.
然后这个锅子要被整个用烈火把它融化。
And the whole pot will be melted by the fire.
因为没有这个动作，没有办法除掉污秽。
Because without this action, then the filthiness cannot be cleansed.
也就是说，其实这个他们的末日即将来到了。
And this actually means that their last day has come.
那其实这个最后被火融化这个过程，就是19个月之后会发生的。
And this is actually the melting of the pot is actually something that will happen 19 months after this day.
所以这个就是先知在当时候一开始巴比伦来围攻的时候，他就说会有什么结果。
And so this is even before it happened, the prophet has spoken of the result.
最后真的就是全部灭亡了。
And in the end, the result truly was that it was a complete destruction.
那神他讲这样一个审判的时候，其实他已经先表达，我试着要洁净你们，可是你们却不愿意被洁净。
And so when God placed his judgment, he already said that I wanted to cleanse you, but you would not be cleansed.
那现在你的污秽就不能再洁净了。
And so now your filthiness can no longer be cleansed.
现在神的愤怒发作以后，一定要等到那愤怒止息之后，才有可能事情有转变了。
And after God's anger, his wrath has been provoked, it has to come into completion in order for things to change.
他说神说过的话必定实现。
It says that what God has said will happen.
他必照他的旨意进行。他说到那个时候，他说就不顾惜也不后悔了。
And what he wills, it will come to happen. And he says that he will not spare and he will not relent or regret it.
这些巴比伦大军，这些敌人来了以后，他就照你的行为审判你，就是这个最后在神的旨意底下，那个真的百姓啊死光了这样。
And so when the Babylonian soldiers came, their enemies came, they would judge them according to their ways and deeds.
他们这个敌人来一点都没有怜悯的，不会再顾惜了。
When the enemies came, they had no kind of mercy, and they would not spare any.
有很多残忍的事情就会活生生的在他们眼前上演。
And there were many cruel things that would happen before their eyes.
那这个其实就在告诉预言给百姓知道，将来有的审判是怎么样的严厉的。
And so this shows the severity of the judgment that would come upon them.
那所以我们今天看到这样的一个描述，这个是历史性已经历史上发生过的事实。
And so we see this kind of description. This is something that did happen in history.
那我们就特别去注意第十三节这里神所讲的这句话。
If we pay attention, especially to verse 13, what God had said.
因为比喻它基本上是在表达一个神要传达的信息。
Because a parable is to deliver a message that God wants to pass.
因为用这个煮用锅子熬汤，然后去。用火去烤这件事情，我们基本上都很容易了解。
To make a soup inside of a pot, we can, basically understand what's going on.
今天如果这个锅子不干净，你煮的东西是不能吃的，是白费功夫啊。
And if this pot is dirty, then what you're cooking is useless because you just wasted your time.
不管你里面的肉有多高等啊，多好都没有用了。
No matter how high quality the meat you have, you can't eat and drink the soup, so it's useless.
锅子要干净很重要啊。
And so for the pot to be clean is very important.
如果干净的锅子，你就随便煮一煮也很好吃啊。
And if you have a clean pot, then you can just cook casually and it'll be good.
你吃的也很放心啊。
And you'll be have a peace of mind when you eat it.
锅子很脏，你说里面放多好的上等的材料也没有用。
But if the pot is dirty, then no matter how good of the quality of food you put in there, it's useless.
那所以现在这些污秽。这些神要把它洁净的除掉的东西，一直都除不掉。
And now the impurities that God wants to get rid of, He still could not get rid of it.
那问题在哪里
？And so what is the problem?
问题是出在他说当时候的百姓他们不愿意被神洁净。
The problem is that the people at that time would not let God cleanse them.
那神其实他说从早到晚派先知啊，然后派他的仆人不断的去传讲，然后去警告他们，要他们改变。
And so God had been sending prophets to keep telling them to change and to repent.
其实神他是很有宽容的，神是很有忍耐心的。
And in fact, God is very tolerant and He's very patient.
可是人就把这个神的这个宽容跟神的慈爱，把它当作放纵的借口。
But people have taken their tolerance and God's compassion to do whatever they want.
把神的提醒就把它放在旁边不理他。
And they have taken God's warning and put it to the side and ignored it.
然后就任自己不刚回因刚硬不悔改的心就开始发作起来。
And they had a very hardened heart that they started to develop.
那其实当我们人在这样做的时候，就在积蓄神的愤怒了。
And so when people do this, they are provoking God's wrath.
等到神的愤怒发作的时候，那时候一切都太晚了。
And when God's wrath and anger start to manifest, then it is too late.
好，所以最后就是这个这么悲惨的结局。
And so lastly, this is the tragic ending.
我们现在看罗马书第二章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 2.
我们要从这样的一个信息里面得到一些提醒。
So from this kind of message, we have to receive a reminder.
罗马书第二章。
Romans 2.
我们先看第四节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
二章四节说，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
第5节说,
5.
你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒。 以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
第6节,
6.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。
Who will render to each one according to his deeds.
看这里圣经的提醒呢, 跟以西结书里面所描述的这个过去的历史是一样的。
So the reminder here is the same as what has happened in the history in Ezekiel.
因为当我们人在领受在因着神的慈爱而存活的时候，有时候我们会放任我们自己的心呢，这叫刚硬不悔改的心，那其实就是在积蓄神的愤怒，我们都不知道。
And so when we are living in the compassion of God, then many times we may stir up a heart of hardness and unrepentance. So this is actually provoking God's wrath and we don't even know it.
那等到这个神的愤怒积到一个程度以后,
and so when the wrath and anger of God has mounted to a certain degree,
这个中文圣经说以致神震怒,
and the Chinese
就是非常非常的生气了,
is just describes how angry he is. He uses the term to say that he's very angry.
就好像他坐在我们面前，我们来到他面前的时候，他现在已经不是在轻声细语的。
And so when we come before him, he will no longer be happy to see us.
他真的是跟你拍桌子，然后他真的是大发脾气的。
He will slam the table and be extremely angry.
他说那个时候他就是已经来不及了，这个接下去就是刑罚审判了。
It says that when he gets to this time, then it will be too late and there will only be judgment.
因为这个时候就是显出神公义的时候了。
Because that is the time when God's righteousness will be revealed.
所以说我们要记住神是慈爱的，神也是公义的。
And we have to remember, of course, God is mercy and God is compassion.
神的慈爱不是放纵的，不是要让我们受亏损的。
And God's compassion is not for us to be at a loss.
神的慈爱其实是要让我们可以了解说，其实神愿意人回头。
And God's compassion is for us to understand that He is willing for people to turn back.
神的慈爱跟他的圣洁有关系的。
And God's compassion has to do with His holiness.
神要他的子民都是成为圣洁的。
God wants all of His people to be holy.
不管是在心思意念行为上各方面都能够圣洁。
Whether it be in our thoughts or in our actions, we have to be holy on all levels.
因为这位神是圣洁的神。
Because this is a holy God.
所以他要属他的人都是跟他一样那么圣洁。
So he wants everybody that belongs to him to be just as holy.
可是我们人往往会把神的这个慈爱，神的忍耐，把它当作一种说神觉得无所谓，所以我们继续这样做没有关系。
But many times we will take God's compassion and his patience and say that God is okay either way, so then we will not take heed.
所以这里第五节特别说，我们人会认着我们刚硬不悔改的心，继续每一天一样的生活都不会改变。And
so here it says that because of the hardness and impenitence in our heart, then we will not change and continue in our ways.
但是为自己积蓄愤怒，最后那个受亏损真的遭报应的是谁呢？
And when we keep laying up this wrath, then in the end, who will be the one who loses the most?
所以你看，我们就看到一个顽固又自以为义的人的下场是何等可悲惨的。So
now we see how tragic it is for a person who is stubborn and self-righteous.
所以我们这里就要让我们看到说，要趁着我们还有机会的时候。And
so here we see that we have to take advantage of the time when there's still hope and opportunity.
趁着神的恩慈、宽容、忍耐都还在我们身上有作用的时候。
When the goodness and forbearance and long-suffering is still upon us and still has effect on us.
趁着神还是很期待我们回头悔改的时候，我们要赶紧采取行动。
When God is still very hopeful for us to turn back, then we have to take hold of this opportunity.
因为如果我们人愿意洁净，然后除掉污秽。
Because if we people are willing to get rid of the filthiness,
那神一定会帮助我们。
Then God for sure will help us.
因为神他是我们的创造者，他知道我们的不足，他知道我们的人的软弱、缺点在哪里。
Because God is our creator, He knows our weaknesses, our flaws, and where we need help.
这是为什么神他你看他其实用各种不同的方式智慧，就是要让百姓可以了解，他现在到底是真的很生气，还是神 他想要百姓做是什么事情，神用各种方式要表达，让百姓可以真的了解他呢。
And God uses many ways in wisdom so that the people can understand him, to know what he's thinking, if he's helping them, he wants them to do a certain thing or not.
在以西结书24章里面这个比喻里面，他在讲这些这个锅子里面的这个肉啊。
In the parable in Ezekiel, when he talks about the pot with the meat,
这个锅子看起来就是这个城嘛，耶路撒冷城啊。
The pot looks like the city of Jerusalem.
那这个百姓就是里面的肉啊，这个肉是上等的。
And the people are the meat inside of the city. They are choice meat.
因为当时候，他们看起来，其实曾经有先知是这样讲过的。
And at that time, it looks like many prophets had also said the same thing.
我们现在看以西结书第11章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 11.
我们在读第十一章的时候，曾经读过这样的一个信息。
When we were reading chapter 11, we had read a similar message.
以西结书11章的第1节说，
11 verse 1 says,
灵将我举起，带我到耶和华神殿向东的东门，谁知道在门口有25个人，我见其中有民间的首领，亚朔的儿子亚撒尼亚跟比拿雅的儿子。
1. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of the Lord's house, which faces eastward. And there at the door of the gate were 25 men, among whom I saw Jezaniah the son of Azur and Pelatiah the son of Benaniah, the princes of the people.
第二节，神对我说：“人子啊，这就是图谋罪孽的人在这城中给人设恶魔的。”
2. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity and give wicked counsel in this city.
表示这25个人呢，是民间的首领。meaning
that these 25 people are leaders among the people.
他们也是给人家出主意的，很多人求问的时候，他们会给他们一些意见的。And
they are the people who counsel others, and when people come with questions or need advice, they are the ones who will give it to them.
但是这25个人在神眼中是
But these 25 people in the eyes of God are wicked, filled with iniquity.
他们说,
3.
盖房屋的时候尚未临近，这城是锅，我们是肉。
3. Who say the time is not near to build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the meat.
第四节，人子啊，因此你当说预言，说预言攻击他们。
4. Therefore, prophecy against them. Prophecy, O son of man.
那这个，他们说，这25个人，他们说，他说这个城是锅，我们是肉。
These 25 people say that this city is the cauldron, and we are the meat.
他为什么这样讲？
Why did they say this?
其实当时候，他们已经面临这个巴比伦势力在压迫他们的时候了。
In fact, at this time, they are already facing the Babylonians trying to oppress them.
当时候，他们一直想要去联络其他的。 列国来对抗巴比伦，
and they were seeking the help of other nations so that they can go against Babylon.
那当时候在百姓呢，他们都是一直认为说，这个耶路撒冷城有神的殿呢，是神在保护的，我们应该是很安全的。
And so at that time, they felt that the city that they were in had the temple of God, so they would receive protection from the Babylonians.
他们说，神怎么可能会放弃他自己的殿，然后让我们被巴比伦攻下来呢？
This would say that how could God give up his own city, his own temple,
and his people? 当时候他们认为说有这个城保护我们，就像这个锅子很坚固。
And they said that if we have the city protecting us, it is like this cauldron, which is very solid.
那我们是肉，在这个锅子里面的肉很没问题的。
And we are the meat that are inside the city, so there's no problem.
所以他们一直认为，他们有一个依靠，这个耶路撒冷城是神的。 所以他们平安的，众人都很多，这个当时候首领都这样讲的。
And so they thought that they will be peaceful and have no problem, so they kept telling them as leaders that there will be peace.
那是他们是哪一种肉？他们认为他们自己是上等的肉了。
And what kind of meat did they think they were? They thought they were the choice, high quality meat.
好，所以呢，现在你看，神要以西结先知讲这个比喻，其实就是在说明他们当时候的心情。 自己的心境，他们对自己的认为了。
And so you see that prophet Ezekiel had given this parable because, to show what they thought of themselves at that time.
那这个，但是这个长锈的锅已经坏到没有办法，锈到没有办法用其他的方式除净的，在代表。 当时候这个选民的国度到底有多败坏了。
But this rusted pot was so dirty that even the people at that time didn't know how corrupt they had become.
他现在锅子，那个锅子里面的肉被倒出来，表示百姓他们真的要跟他们的国家分离，他们要被掳到外邦去了。
And now for the meat to be poured out of the pot is that they would now depart from their kingdom and be taken as captives to other kingdoms.
预告他们国破家亡的日子来到了。
And it also forewarns that the destruction of their kingdom is near.
那现在神要用烈火把这个锅子烧红。
And so now God will use other nations to burn up this pot.
要把它融化。
To melt this pot.
其实表明神他即将要施行彻底的毁灭。
And so this actually represents that God will bring about utter destruction.
因为神的怒气已经发作出来了。
Because the wrath and anger of God has been provoked.
那因为他们已经浪费了神给他们这些宽容的时间。
And because they've already wasted this time of patience and tolerance from God.
他们没有想到说，神在提醒他们要听，他们要去洁净自己，让自己在神面前能够成为圣洁。
They didn't think that they needed to listen to God and to cleanse themselves before God.
那当时候神他对百姓的提醒是什么呢？
And so what was God's reminder to the people at that time?
就是其实我们在读圣经会看到很多很多信息是相关的。
In fact, when we read the Bible, we'll see that many messages are related.
我们如果看以西结书二十二章。
If we look at Ezekiel 22.
二十二章。
Ezekiel 22.
二十二章第六节开始。
22.
第五节。
22 starting from verse 5.
第五节他说，他说，你这个名臭多乱的城啊，那些离你近离你远的人都必要讥笑你。
Verse 5 says, those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult.
说你这个城是有臭名，是真的又脏又乱的。
They'll say that this city is so filthy and it's so messy and dirty.
那它是怎么样乱呢？它到底多少罪恶呢？第六节开始。
So how filthy were they? What kind of sins did they have?
它是流人血的城。
Starting from verse 6, it is a city that sheds the blood.
第七节说。
Verse 7.
在你中间有轻慢父母的，有欺压寄居的，有亏负孤儿寡妇的。
7. In you they have made light of father and mother. In your midst they have oppressed the stranger. In you they have mistreated the fatherless and the widow.
第八节，你藐视我的圣物，干犯我的安息日。
You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths.
哦，第九节说，在你中间有残谤人的，流人血的，有在山上吃过祭偶像之物的，有行淫乱的。
9. In you are men who slander to cause bloodshed. In you are those who eat on the mountains. In the midst they commit lewdness.
好，接下去从第十节一直到第十一节都在讲这个淫乱的事。
Starting from verse 10 and on, it's talking about all of these sexual immorality.
然后到第十二节。
And up to verse 12.
在你中间有为流人血受贿赂的，有向借钱弟兄起立的，有借粮弟兄多要的，且因为贪得无厌，欺压邻舍，夺取财物，竟忘了我。这是主神说的。
12. In you they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury and increase. You have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord God.
那这些其实都是当时候神在律法上诫命里面特别吩咐百姓要遵守的，但是他们现在刚好都反过来去违背他了。
And so all of these things God has told them to keep, but they had gone away from God's commandments.
那其实就是实际里面神给人最基本的要求。
And these are the most basic requests that God has for people in the Ten Commandments.
那当然，拜神的事情，那更就不用讲了。那基本上这个已经是做一个样子而已。
And in terms of worshiping God, we don't even need to speak on this. It has only become a superficial ritual.
其实神他从一开头把百姓带出埃及的时候，就已经特别跟他们吩咐很多事情。
So in the beginning, when God led them out of Egypt, He had very specifically commanded them.
就是说，神给很多百姓。给他的百姓很多他的要求，他们都知道神的心意的。
And God gave His people many requirements, many requests to show His intention.
可是哦，百姓他们就是有一个习惯，就是反正神说什么他们就悖逆，他们就不听。
But the people had a very bad habit, is that whatever God said, they would not listen to Him and they would rebel.
那这样的一个习惯哦，从在埃及的时候就有了。
And this kind of habit already started in Egypt.
我们现在看以西结书二十章。
Now let us look at Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书二十章。
Ezekiel 20.
那个神他领百姓要出埃及的时候，他是这样子跟他们讲了哈。
When God was leading them out of Egypt, God said this to them.
哦，第七，看第七节。
20 verse 7.
当时就是他们还在埃及的时候了哈。
This is when they were still in Egypt.
我对他们说，你们个人要抛弃眼所喜爱那可憎之物，不可以因埃及的偶像玷污自己，我是主你们的神。
7. Then I said to them, each of you, throw away the abominations which are before his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
百姓他们在埃及住很久，住400多年，他们已经很多习惯啊，那个想法都跟埃及人一样啊。
The people were living in Egypt for 400 years, and so they already had the same kind of habits as the people in Egypt.
很多假神，很多偶像。
They had a lot of false gods and idols.
神跟他们说，你们要抛弃你们眼所喜爱的那可憎之物，那些神不喜，神觉得可憎的，但是你们很喜爱的，你一定要把它放弃，不要坚持啊。
And so God says that you have to throw away the things that are abominations to God, but that you cherish.
这里其实 主要都是跟偶像有关系的。
And these all have to do with idols.
不可以因为埃及的偶像来玷污自己啊。
And we shouldn't defile ourselves because of the idols of Egypt.
哎，结果第八节。
And then in verse 8.
他们却背逆我，不肯听从我，不抛弃他们眼所喜爱那可憎之物，不离弃埃及的偶像。
8.But they rebelled against me and would not obey me. They would not all cast away the abominations which were before their eyes, for they did not forsake the idols of Egypt.
你看，神跟他讲，他们就是不要悖逆，不听，不顺。
And you see that whatever God told them to do, they would not listen.
他们还是没有办法抛弃他们眼所爱的那些可憎的事啊。
They were still unable to give rid of the things that they cherished with their eyes.
心里面他们所想要侍奉、想要去依靠的那些偶像，还是放不掉。
In their hearts, they wanted to worship and serve those idols, and they could not let go of this.
其实让神很生气的。
And in fact, this made God very angry.
可是接下来第九节，神说啊，我为我的名的缘故哈，我就没有这样子跟他们发怒，真的没有把他们灭绝，还是把他们领出来了。
Then in verse 9, he says, "But I acted for my name's sake that he will not be profaned." So he still led them out of Egypt.
第十节说这样子我就把他们领出埃及了嘛。
And this way I led them out of Egypt.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
在旷野的时候，神，我将我的律例赐给他们，将我的典章指示他们。人若遵行，就因此活着。
In the wilderness, I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments. Which if a man does, he shall live by them.
第12节。又将我的安息日赐给他们，好在我以他们中间为证据，使他们知道我是主，是叫他们成为圣的。
Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them.
在旷野的时代，神真的把他的律例、典章、诫命都让百姓知道。
In the wilderness, God gave them his statutes and his judgments.
人若遵行，就因此活着。
And if people kept them, then they would live.
所以这个神的这些愤怒是跟我们的生、跟我们的生命有关系的。
And so God's wrath, his anger, has to do with our lives.
真的，如果真的我们能够遵行神的吩咐，我们一定存活。
If we could truly keep God's commands, then we can live.
然后很重要的神说，他说我把我的安息日赐给这些百姓。
And it's very important. God says that he gives his Sabbaths to his people.
这个安息日成为神跟百姓当中是有立约的一个证据。
And the Sabbath day is evidence of a covenant between God and man.
然后让他们知道说我是叫他们成圣的。
And God says to them that I have sanctified them.
就是说这个，所以安息日称为安息圣日。
And that is why the Sabbath day is called the Holy Sabbath day.
那这一天是被神分别出来的。
And this day has been set apart as holy.
在这一天，人要去思想神所要求的圣洁。
And on this day, people have to think about the holiness that God has required them to think about.
要去想说我到底有什么事情是沾染的，或者是不洁的东西，要把它洁净。
And to think about what kind of things have I been defiled by, and what kind of unholy things do I need to get rid of?
神的要求的圣洁，我到底有没有去达到呢？
Have I truly attained the holiness that God requires?
所以你看，这个安息圣日其实是一个很重要的日子。
So if you look at this holy Sabbath day, it's actually a very important day.
要让我们真的贴近神的圣洁的。
And it's for us to draw closer to the holiness of God.
了解神的心意啊。
To understand the heart of God.
然后也去享受神的创造。
And also to enjoy the creation of God.
然后去感谢神的救赎。
And to give thanks for the salvation of God.
神的吩咐讲得这么清楚。
And so God's commandments have been explained so much in detail.
应许给得这么明确。
His promise is so clear.
这个就是一个证据，他说就是从人家都看出来说啊，你们这些人是属神的，神就是这位神就是你们的神啊，真的有恩典。
And this is a testimony and evidence that these are the people of God. They belong to God and they have the blessing of God.
可是第十三节。
But in verse 13,
以色列家却在旷野背逆我。 不顺从我的律例，厌弃我的典章。人若遵行，就必因此活着。再讲一次，大大干犯我的安息日，我就说我要在旷野将我的愤怒倾在他们身上，灭绝他们。
13. Yet the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes, they despised my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly defiled my Sabbaths. Then I said that I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them.
这是旷野的第一代。
This is the first generation in the wilderness.
这一代人就是神在埃及的时候跟他们讲话，他们都知道神的要求的那一批人呢。
And this generation, the wilderness are the people who God explained his requirements and they understood them.
可是神讲了他们不做嘛，那神还是把他们领出埃及的，他们好像觉得反正神还是有恩典的，无所谓了。
But whatever God told them to do, they didn't do it. And God still led them out of Egypt, so they thought that, oh, it's probably not that important because we still were saved from Egypt.
在埃及地的时候是说要把你那心里所爱那可憎的物抛去，把那个埃及的偶像把它丢掉。
And in Egypt, God said that you had to get rid of those abominations that they cherished with their eyes and also the idols of Egypt.
他们没有啊。
But they didn't.
他们还是一样被神领出来了，还是领受恩典呢。
But they still were led out of Egypt and they still received grace.
在旷野的时候，他们每天 都领受神的给他们的吃喝啊，所以神照顾他们一切的生活。
And in the wilderness, they still received food and drink from God every day.
每一天都看神迹。
And they saw miracles every day.
每一天都享受神的恩惠。
And every day they experienced the grace of God.
可是现在神跟他们要求说，你就照我这样的律例典章去做，你去做就因此活着。他说，他们却仍然背逆我。
And so God said that now you just have to follow my statutes and my ways and do it accordingly and you will live. But they rebelled against it.
他说，大大的干犯我的安息日。
And they greatly defiled my Sabbath day.
神很生气，他说我要把他们灭了。
And so God was very angry and said that I will destroy them.
第十四节，神后来又说啊。我为我的名的缘故，我没有这样做。
And in verse 14, he said, "But I acted for my name's sake that I did not do this."
神还是忍下来的。
God still had patience.
好，接下去我们就知道旷野四十年过去了。
And so it follows that we know 40 years in the wilderness.
到了第二代的人出现的时候。
When the second generation of people showed up.
第十六节啊，第十八节。
Verse 18.
我在旷野对他们的儿女说：“不要遵行你们父亲的律例，不要谨守他们的。”恶归也不要因他们的偶像玷污自己。
18. But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols.
现在是一个新的世代，神对他们这些第二代人这样讲。
Now is a new generation, and this is what God says to the second generation.
要记住你们的祖先，他们曾犯过的错误。
You have to remember your fathers, the wrong that they had previously committed.
不要因为他们的偶像来玷污自己啊。
And you should not defile yourselves because of their idols.
十九节说，我是主你们的神，你们要顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Verse 19 says, I am the Lord your God, walk in my statutes, keep my judgments and do them.
再强调一次，二十节，要以我的安息日为圣，这日在我和你们中间为证据，使你们知道我是主你们的神。
And he further emphasizes in verse 20, Hallow my Sabbaths, and they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
你看神，你看再讲一次，不厌其烦的再重述一次。
And we see that God is again repeating all of it.
但是第二十一节，
But in verse 21,
这个第二代的这些儿女们，他说只是他们的儿女背逆我，不顺从我的律例，不遵守谨守遵行我的典章，干犯我的安息日，我就说我要把我的愤怒倾在他们身上。
And here it says the children, which is the second generation, rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes and were not careful to observe my judgment. Which if a man does, he shall live by them. But they profaned them, and so my fury came upon them.
我们就看到了这样一个模式一再一代一代的一直存下去的。
And so we see this kind of model is being passed down generation by generation.
神都是一开始都用慈爱 的那个的这种口气以及劝勉，告诉他们说什么事情应该是该做的。
And God had, since the beginning, used His compassion and His encouragement to teach them what to do.
可是百姓接下去都是用悖逆来回应他。
But it follows that all of the people would respond with rebellion.
然后让神很生气。
And this made God very angry.
那可是神又为了他名的缘故，他就忍下来，他就好，还是怜悯他们。
But for the sake of God's name, He tolerated it and was patient with them.
然后百姓就认为说反正也没事。
And the people just thought, oh, since nothing happened.
就这样，其实他们在积蓄神的震怒了。
Then they continue to provoke God's wrath.
到了第二，你看这一代，从埃及到旷野第一代，到旷野第二代，接下去 进的迦南地还是一样。
Starting from Egypt, the first and second generation, all the way into the land of Canaan, it was the same.
哦，到了迦南地以后，从二十七节开始。
Starting in the land of Canaan in verse 27.
人子啊，你要告诉以色列家，主神这样说：你们的列祖在得罪我的事情上亵渎我。
Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of God Israel, saying to them, Thus says the Lord, in this too your fathers have blasphemed me by being unfaithful to me.
二十八节就他们变本加厉在迦南地这个流奶与蜜生应许的地方树立各种偶像，在那里为他们为那偶像献祭了。
In verse 28 is when they went to the land of Canaan, there were many idols there, and they offered sacrifices to these idols.
哦，那让神真的生气到极点了嘛
？And this really made God so angry.
然后等到他们到了被掳以后
，and all the way to the place that they were taken as captives.
因为第二十章，他在讲这个整个他们背逆神的这个历史啊。
Because of verse 20 is talking about the whole history of them rebelling against God.
那这个历史啊，是从头讲到尾的。
And so this history is starting from the beginning to the end.
所以包括他们当时候已经被掳到外邦去以后他们的表现。
And this includes their behavior when they had been taken as exiles into Gentile land.
他们仍然用这些神认为可憎的事情玷污自己。
And they took the things that were abominations to God to defile themselves.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
你要对以色列家说，主神如此说，你们能照你们列祖所行的玷污自己吗？能照他们可憎的事行邪淫吗？
Verse 30, Thus says the Lord God, Are you defiling yourselves in the manner of your fathers and committing harlotry according to their abominations?
那这个时候是他们在到了，即使到了被掳之地以后，被抓到巴比伦去了，他们很多人心里面还是存着偶像。
And so when they were taken as exiles into the land of Babylonians, they still had idols in their hearts.
他们过去所拜的这些偶像基本上是没有办法救他们的。
And these idols that they worship in the past could not save them.
现在其实真正能够怜悯他们施恩典的还是这位独一的神。
And now the one that can truly save them and have mercy on them is this one and true God.
可是你看他们当时候这样的一个这个罪啊，一直深入到他们的那个脑筋里面，到生命里面去了。
And we see that this kind of sin has been so ingrained into their minds.
他们没有办法真的去了解神的这个圣洁的要求。
They couldn't truly understand the requirement of holiness from God.
像他们有一个障碍被挡，把他们挡住，他们没有办法真的看到他们自己的缺点，以及不能够了解神真正的所要的是什么。
It's as if they have an obstacle blocking them from truly understanding of what God requires of them.
他们很想要，你看他们知道说要求问这位神，可是他们又放不开他们自己内心所喜爱的东西。
They know that they want to seek this God that loves them, but they are unable to let go of the things that they love in their hearts.
所以当时候他们也是会想要来求问神呢。
And so at that time they really did want to come and seek God.
他心里面其实是没有洁净的。
But in their hearts they are not cleansed.
我们看以西结就是四章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 14.
当时候有些长老来找以西结先知。
At that time there were some elders that came to seek prophet Ezekiel.
他们要来求问神。
They came to seek God.
我们看十四章的第三节。
Let us look at 14 verse 3.
人子啊，这些人已经将他们的假神接在心里，把献你罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能是要被他们求问吗？
3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?
神说，神事实上是拒绝被他们求问的。
And so God rejected their inquiries.
我们看第二十章。
Let us look back to chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
好，第一节说第七年五月初十日，有以色列几个长老，他们又来求问神，坐在先知的面前。
20 says it came to pass the seventh year, in the fifth month and the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord.
第三节。
Verse 3.
人子啊，你要告诉以色列长老说。主神如此说：“你们来是求问我吗？”主神说：“我指着我的永生启示，我必不被你们求问。”
Three, son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, "Thus says the Lord God: Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you."
就是说，神已经直接拒绝说不用再问我。
God directly rejected any of their questions.
他这样的一个很坚决的拒绝在第三十一节讲一次。
His very firm rejection of their questions was again repeated in verse 31.
第三十一节
，verse 31。
第一，从中间开始，主以色列家，我岂被你们求问吗？主神说，我指着我的永生启示，我必不被你们求问。
Starting in the middle, O house of Israel, as I live, says the Lord of God, I will not be inquired of you.
那就是说，你看，当我们在继续神的愤怒的时候，我们会发现，其实我们会发现祷告真的没有功效了。
So when we are provoking the wrath of God, we'll realize that prayer really doesn't have effect anymore.
今天我们一定要从这个圣经里面看到这个神的心意，神给我们的提醒。
And so we have to see today that the reminder of God and the heart of God.
神透过各种不同的方式，在要他的百姓真的能够达到完全的。
Through many ways, God wants His people to be perfect.
我们一定要还趁着还有机会的时候。
We still have to take hold of the opportunity.
要对神的提醒真的把它放在心上。
To put God's reminders in our hearts.
然后去做它。
And to do them.
那我们常常自我反省的时候。
And many times when we reflect
on ourselves,
we'll realize our weaknesses.
那神一定会帮助我们。
And God indeed will help us.
当我们愿意去洁净、去努力的时候，
when we are willing to cleanse ourselves and to try hard,
神恩典就要够我们用，他要帮助我们真的贴近神的完全了。
That God's grace will be sufficient for us, and He will allow us to draw closer to His perfection.
我们从第二十二章看到这里百姓他们因为圣经里面提到。很多次都提到他们干犯安息日的。
In verse 22, it many times it talks about the Sabbath day.
因为有关于安息日的问题，在以西结书里面是一直被强调的。
Because the idea of Sabbath keeps being repeated in Ezekiel.
那当时候百姓啊，他们干犯安息日，其实也就是说，他们没有办法去分别这一日，也没有办法去尊重这一天是所谓圣日的。
And these people, the Israelites, didn't.Consider the Sabbath as a holy day.
因为他们的生活已经圣俗不分，已经不知道什么叫圣洁，什么叫做污秽的了。
Because at that time they didn't know what was holy and what was unholy in their lives.
哦，那个时候我们现在再过去看第二十二章的第二十六节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 26.
二十二章二十六节。
22:26.
这里面是说祭司强解律法，亵渎我的圣物，不分别圣的和俗的。不使人分辨洁净和不洁净的，又遮掩不顾我的安息日，我在他们中间呢被亵渎了。
26, her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, so that I am profaned among them.
你看，他再强调一下，这个安息日，他们当时候百姓真的没有看重了。
And so at that time, the people did not.Really see importance.
百姓他们也不知道什么叫做圣的，什么是俗的。
They didn't know what was holy or what was clean.
不知道什么是不洁净的，什么才是洁净的。
They didn't know the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy.
在他们的生活当中，让神的名被亵渎了。
They allowed the name of God be profaned among them.
那其实神的名，神他自己已经在二十章强调，为他的名的缘故，他很多事情他忍下来的。
And so in chapter 20, God already says that for the sake of His name, He has already born.Much patience.
他不愿他的名在外邦当中被亵渎。
He didn't want his name to be blasphemed among Gentile nations.
那所以我们要看到神的这样一个忍耐的心，神所重视的东西。
And so we have to see the heart of long suffering that God has, and see what He places as important.
神要他的百姓真的是在圣洁里面是过日子的人呢。
God wants His people to be holy in their lives.
因为借着这些百姓的表现能够彰显出神的圣洁的这个特质的。
Because according to the behavior of the people, then God's character
神才会被荣耀。
And then God can be glorified.
所以，这个最后二十四章讲的这个比喻，神说我说过的话，他说就一定要成就了。
And so in chapter 24, in the parable of God, He says what He has spoken will come to pass.
当神愤怒了以后，他说他必照他所讲的话而行。
And after he talked, after God has had his fury, then he will do what he has said.
那个时候，我们人再来后悔都太慢了。
And at that time, for us to regret is not even enough time.
所以让我们趁着还有今天。
And so we have to take advantage of when we still have.
不要让我们存这个刚硬的心一直下去。
And for us to not have this hardened heart.
我们最后来看希伯来书第三章。
Let's lastly look at Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章，我们请看第十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
第十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪捆绑，心里就刚硬了。
13. But exhort one another daily when it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
第十四节，
Verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
愿我们都能够趁着还有今天能够彼此劝勉。
While we still have today, let us still exhort one another.
让我们都能够把这些污秽不洁净的罪从我们心中除掉。
Let us get rid of all of the filthy things that defile us and the sins in our lives.
让我们心里不会刚硬。
So that our hearts won't be hardened.
我们能够听到神的提醒。
And we can hear the reminders of God.
愿你靠着神能够洁净自己，能够蒙神喜悦。
To be willing to rely on God in order to cleanse ourselves.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
178首。
178.